glory. Oh, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the street of glory, oh, let me lift my voice.
He's my king, and oh, how I love him.
and there is none above him. All day long you can hear me singing,
yes,
hallelujah,
oh yes,
he's my king.
My king, and oh, how I love him. He's Wednesday night. And we're in church. Praise the Lord. And good to see our young people here. It seems like they maybe more young folks here tonight than it used to be on Wednesday night. But anyway, it's good to be here. Yes. Sunday, I'm sure everybody weren't here Sunday, but anyway, we were blessed by our young people that made this trip to Dallas, and they not only did they get blessed in Dallas, but they brought their blessings that they received in Dallas to Little Rock, and it overflowed. Did it overflow? I was blessed. I'll tell you, I've been meditating this week on what went on Sunday here, and I'll keep my mind seeing Donovan getting blessed like he did. Donovan, I'll tell you, I keep my mind. Because, see, we walked in here Sunday. Church was already going on. We was kind of running a little, not late, but we was just on time. But we got here. Here these young folks were just praising God. I mean, they weren't just, you know, one thing is to praise God. But there's another thing when God is blessing you. I mean, it was obvious that, you know, they meant business. They was getting hooked up with the Lord. And all on the floor, you know, out on the floor. And here it was, 5 o'clock in time for church to start. And they was all, you know, how do you start church like that? That's not a problem. That's not a problem. So not with us anyway. We you know, and here I was asking, I said, Brother Michael Smith going to be here tonight? And I said, no, he's in Louisiana. Of course, I knew where Brother Weininger was. He's in Glenwood. I knew Brother Smith was over in the Dominican Republic. So, you know, when you start adding all these things up, and you think, well, it was. But anyway, I was enjoying the good blessings that they received and that they brought back with them, the Spirit of God in their hearts and in their lives. And Brother Brett, I mean, Brother Zachary, was saying, you know, I don't know, he might not have really meant it that way, but anyway, he was talking about, you know, youth meeting, usually a couple of weeks, you know, that spirit kind of dies down a little bit. But he was saying, you know, let's not let that happen. You know, let's let this go on. You know, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, or whatever. You know, I heard that, Brother Zach. We might remind you of that. But anyway, it sounded really good. It really did, and I felt that from you. I mean, that's what it's time. You know, really, it is time. Not just for our young people, but it's time for all of us to begin to get close to the Lord. Begin to let the Lord touch our lives. And I know we talk about a restored church and all that's wonderful, and we want to, you know, see that happen. But in the meantime, until that happens, you know, we can begin to touch the Lord in such a way, individually, you know, that, you know, like I say, I may not live to see the restored church, but I do like to feel the Spirit of God today, right now. You know, I don't want to put anything off. You know, I know God's time frame is his time frame. I can't change that, but I know we all can get close to God. We may not be able to bring in the restored church right now, but I'll tell you what. You can get close to God. You can begin to touch his spirit and let the Lord do something for your life. And I believe that's what's happening to us. I believe these things are just a witness to us that God, it's time. What I'm saying, it's time for us to get close to God and for the Lord to show himself, not just to the world, but I mean to us. You know, we have to see it. They talk about a revelation of the body of Christ. But first, you know, you have to see yourself. You know, you have to be able to know God has touched your life. To be a witness to somebody else and tell somebody else what God can do for them, you know, we have to have that, our own experiences, and be able to know what God has done for us, you know. And that's what some of this, I feel like, you know, God is letting us see, you know, him touching our lives and our young people and our service. We've gone through transition even in this church, but God is helping us, and I believe letting us witness, you know, that this is his work. You know, that's what I want to be, a witness to what God is doing. Just like an early church, we went to one time to Hot Springs to see this. They got a play that they have in the summertime, and it's called A Witness. And this man that was playing Peter, and that's what it's all about. You know, if you are a witness, if you witness something that happened, you know, you know, because you was there. And that's what he was saying. He was there. Yes, Peter, you know, he was there. I can tell you what Jesus said, his message, and what we felt when he spoke. Didn't our hearts burn? You know, they would tell you when Jesus spoke. It meant so much. And I believe when we began to get a touch from the Lord and let God do something for our lives, then we know. First of all, I got to know. Then when I know, then I can tell somebody else. You know, what kind of witness would I be if I don't know? If I hadn't been able to, hadn't experienced anything in life. And then I'm going to go try to tell somebody else, you know, God can do this for you. And I didn't let him do that for me. You know, what kind of witness am I? So I want to be a witness for God. You know, for what he can do for our lives. And I believe God is letting us feel that and see that. You know, he's helping us. I think this, everything, the merge of these churches has been it's been an eye-opener to me and been a blessing. I just feel God. I want to feel God. I surely you like to feel God in your life and feel him assisting you. When you're going through something and you feel God's assistance while you're going through that, then it makes all the difference. You know, everybody go through things. But when you know that God is helping you, he may not get you out of the situation, but if he's helping you through it, if he is letting you, allowing you and assisting you while you're going through it, like in Sister Rochelle said, in the valley. If you're in the valley and you know that you're not alone in the valley, God is with you. I won't say it doesn't matter, but it just makes all the difference. It makes all the difference if you know God is with you. You know, you'll say, well, God, if you go with me, I remember reading a book, a passage in the Old Testament where this, I think it was a prophet, where God was asking him to do something. But he made this reply to God. God, I don't want to do this somehow. He didn't say it quite like that. But anyway, he just said, if you go with us, you know, and that's the difference. You know, if God is with you, then the victory is already won. The way I look at it, it's already won. oh, blessed be his holy name. I'm thankful tonight that God can help us, and I can feel his assistance, and every, each one of us can feel that God's assistance that we begin to reach out to him, because you know, we don't want to do this on our own. We cannot do this on our own. But I believe with God's help, you know, with God's help, we can make it. We can climb the mountains that we have to climb. We can go through the valleys that we have to go through with God's help. You know, with his strength that he gives us. His mercies are renewed every day, right? His compassions are renewed every day. You know, they're new every day. So that's what we lean on. You know, God's resources that he gives us, that's available to us. His resources, they don't run out. So we're going to mention visitors here tonight, Brother Harden. Good to see you, Brother Harden. God bless you. He's been here before. Been a few years, though. About 8 years. About 8 years, 8 or 9 years, and he's got a friend with him. Is it Leonard Seawood? Leonard Seawood and his wife and daughter. Matter of fact, yes, sir. Conway. They have moved. Now I don't know if I heard where you say you moved from, but I know he live in Conway right now. From where? From Michigan. They live in Conway. And she said they live in Conway. I said, that's not far. It's people drive from Conway to church. So we know that's not far. I mean, it may be for some people, but it's not far. And we thank y'all for being here tonight and hope you feel the Spirit of God. Hope you feel his love. And Sister Seawood, right? She plays a trumpet, she says. So anyway, maybe she'll bring a trumpet next time. They used to be in Brother Adams' church, Benton Harbor. She did, anyway. I know y'all know Brother Adams. I was asking about him. You know, he's had some kind of problem. And I don't know how exactly. I heard he's doing pretty good with it. So we're going to. Ma'am?
McKinney.
He's trusting God. It's a rare case of leukemia. Okay. I don't like getting these categories, but it kind of it kind of included me, but anyway. Anyhow, speaking of Sister Linda Fisher, three requests, okay? Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. It'll come back to you. It'll come back. Sister Elsa. All right. Remember her family and her daughter, Brenda. All right, Brother Wallace. On the way home from work? Okay, Brother Oaks, clutch went out. Remember them. Brother Eugene's helping pull them home. Huh? Sister Dotson. Pray for Sister Dotson. Her ankle. Foot. Okay. Brother, okay. Sister, is it foot or ankle? Is it ankle or foot? Sister Dotson. Foot, okay. Sister Abraham. All right, remember Sister Abraham's family. Sister Shirley. Shirley Bailey. Sister Shirley Bailey, good to see her tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being here. Sister Yvonne. Okay. Aaron.
Okay. All right. Remember that. Aaron Colt. Sister Yvonne is one of the young folks to feel that burden. Young people, y'all hear that. But not just the young people, but she know that they can relate to him. And, yes, sir. Right. Brother and Sister Avery. Remember them. Stuttgart. I was telling Sister Seawood about them. Brother Smith in the Dominican Republic. Remember him. And then the safe trip home, journey home. Brother Matt.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But anyway, it's good. Brother Matt. Yes. You're still kind of not sure. Still wait. All right. Just remember that. All right. Yes, sir.
Sister Ann's
out of town. Okay, remember her. Brother and Sister McGowan, they started the church tonight. They were on their way to church, and he got real sick, and they had to turn around and go back home. But remember him and Sister Ann tonight. I know, pray for God's people. I know there's lots of things. I know we got our prayer, ongoing prayer list, and I'm sure people have burdens on their hearts. Just thinking, you know, just this past week, you know, Sister Elsie. Yes, thank you. Sister Crow is, remember she said she wouldn't be here tonight, and she's having this, is it surgery or procedure? I'm not sure. Surgery. Tomorrow morning, right? What time? Okay. Remember Sister Crow in the morning, tomorrow morning. Pray for her. Sister Wilkins, all right. Remember Sister Wilkins. I don't see Sister Rice, so I guess Sister Rice. Sister, pray for her. Yes, sir. But anyway, God's people. Any other requests we might mention? So let's all stand and take these knees to the Lord and pray that God will help his people and touch each one. Father in heaven, we have come before you this night, Lord. Lord, we want to lift our hearts up. Pray for the needs of your people, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that you touch, help and strengthen, Lord. Help Sister Jackie and her family, Lord. We pray that you strengthen them tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Precious Savior, Lord, we know you. Have all power in your hand. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Merciful God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name, God. Precious Savior, precious Savior. Merciful God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help your people. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Hello.
Very good. I'm excited about all I've heard with the young people coming back. Well, I'd certainly like to open the door here to let you speak for us. And I heard that some of that shyness is just gone. You're so excited about what God's done for you. Well, let's keep it alive, like Brother Zach said. Let's just keep it alive. All right? I know we got Brother Hardin here, but he wants to hear you. We want to feel that spirit you've got. Amen. Keep it alive. That's a good saying, isn't it? Keep it alive. Amen. All right, take your liberty. Urge you a little bit. Now, I know Donovan got the Holy Ghost, so we don't want to let him by. We want him to speak. Tell us what it feels. And then Sister Skylar, what I understand, she got it again. Is that right? And somebody said she's different. Well, that's what it's supposed to do. Make you different. All right. Yes, ma'am. That's wonderful, too. You know, in between that time from, 10 years old till now, goodness sake, you're going to begin to doubt whether you had it or not. But now you know. Praise God. Keep excited about it. Talk about it. Amen. Hardin tonight, he's going to help you get excited. That's what I like about him. When I first seen him and heard him, I didn't think he was much, didn't think he'd last long. But the more I listened to him, he was so excited over Jesus' name, it was almost funny. But when he found out what Jesus' name really meant, he was really excited. Oh, I could just talk about all of the things, because he really encouraged me a lot with his enthusiasm. God bless you. Go ahead.
Don't know what to say because I said some stuff last Sunday, but like I said last Sunday, it was just great because I haven't felt like that for a long time, and I was singing in class a church song, and my friends was like, "What are you singing?" I must have dozed off, and I didn't know what I was singing, and so. They said, "Is that new rap?" I was like, "Oh no, that's just church music." He was like, "Oh," and I was like, and I didn't know what to say after that. I didn't know, but it was just great.
I've been feeling the need to exercise more, and getting nudged is just, I guess, helping me out a little bit. I got up Sunday night, and there was so much that once I sat down, I was like, oh, I should have said that, and I should have said that. And I was like, but I guess that happens to everybody. But some other stuff I was thinking about this week that happened during the meeting was the words that were spoken to me by when we were down front in the prayer line. I was worried about just different stuff, whether God had chosen me. I don't know. I guess that's something everybody goes through at some point. But, I mean, I knew I was supposed to be here, and I didn't doubt that. But I just needed to know from God. I needed that reassurance. And some in the prayer line, I ended up, after the prayer line, after Brother Chad Neptune got up, we ended up going down front. And I got off the platform and I went down there with some of the other youth. And we just pressed in and I got more blessed than I had ever gotten before in my entire life. It was something remarkable. But something that helped me break down and get through all of it was what Brother Michael Smith had told me. I found out he went to several people and the Lord was all over Brother Michael Smith. Lord used him that night, but he said, God has chosen us because we are willing vessels. We need to be a willing vessel, and God will use us any way we can. And he said that it's not our time to know our future, but to just lean on God daily, and he'll take us through it. He'll guide us every day. And that's something that's really been on my mind lately. And, you know, I thought Monday morning I was waking up and I was like, oh no, here goes another week at school. Going to be stressed, going to be worried, going to be having to deal with just the world in general. And I started singing. The song's been going through my head every day. I've listened to it almost every day, is that God can do anything with anything. And I started singing that, and I was singing it all the way to school. I mean, I turned my radio off. I listened to Christian music on the way to school usually, but, you know, I just turned everything off and tried to just focus on God. And throughout my day, I actually felt the prayers of all my friends. I mean, I know I had Andrew and different people throughout the youth text me and just encouraged me. And it really helped me through the day. It helped me to get through all the things that I faced. And it encourages me how much our youth is sticking together and how much our youth leaders are trying to do to help us and how much everyone's love. It's so important to us, and it's important to me, and it's really helped me. And I just wanted to stand and let everybody know how thankful I am for you.
Okay, I don't know what I'm really going to say, but I feel so much different after Dallas. It was just amazing. I don't know. I just feel that we need to keep this going and not let go of what the Lord has given us down in Dallas. Every service should be like last Sunday. It should just, we need to stay strong in our youth and do things together, and so none of us fall. And if they do, we need to be there to catch them. And I don't know what to say, really, but I'm just overwhelmed with everything. It's just really awesome. So.
Well, I didn't get to go to Dallas, but I got to come here that Sunday, and then... All right, here's the whole story on how that happened. All right, we were getting ready for church, and then, let's see what happened on Sunday. Oh, and then it was early, and I had this gut feeling telling me, hey, go to church. And I said, hey, Dad, why don't we go to church? And he was like, this early? He said, but I said, okay. And he said, all right. Well, and when we got here, we heard shouting and hollering and the whole enchilada. And then, when we got in the sanctuary, well, we were driving up, and when we got out of the car, the church van was sitting out there, and we saw people hooping and hollering, and whoosh, let me tell you, it was something. And then when we got everyone into the sanctuary, right all the ladies were right there, and all the guys were right there. And then, if I recall, Brandon took off his shoes. Hopefully, just take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. just a little dry humor. I see you, Brandon. All right, Brandon. We had that little bit of dry humor. All right, you all know how Zach said he got a twinkle in his nose whenever the spirit was going down, and I got something like punching me in the gut. And it was good Sunday, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm happy to be here.
And I'm so glad that we didn't leave, because we were downstairs in the dining room and we were just visiting. There were like 10 of us, I think, left just hanging around. And then we heard all this commotion. We're like, what is going on? And then somebody said, is the youth bus here? I think it's the youth. And we're grabbing our purses and pushing chairs in, and all of us fighting to get up the stairs. I mean, really. And so we got up here, and the young people were, Sister Cindy, I remember her helping Sister Lisa in, and Lynette just had this look on her face like, whoa, you know? And they were all, stumbling in, and there was, DJ said, all the young ladies were over here, and the men were kneeled all in front of that step right there, just praying. I mean, really praying. And it was incredible. It really was. But, and I'm so thankful, for our young people and Brother Smith encouraging them. Well, let me tell you that my car broke down this morning on my way to work. And now it's really a good story. I went to, turn my cell phone on to make a call, and my phone was dead. I keep it turned off all the time. I forget to charge it. And then when I need it, it's not there. And I'm stuck on the road, and I was like, okay, which house am I going to go to? So I picked the one, and I walked down their long driveway, knocked on the door, and they answered right away, which I'm glad, because I hate to wake anybody up. But it was this elderly man, and I asked him, kid, I use his phone, and he said, yeah, and he said, if I can find it, and he left, and then here his wife came in, and she looked at me, and y'all, all she wanted to do was talk to me about church. She did. She said, you're a Pentecostal lady, huh? And I said, I can tell, And then she asked me where I went to church. She told me a little bit about her church. And she said, do y'all have any young people at your church? We don't have any. I said, y'all, I just talked about you guys. I just bragged on you. And told her about our youth coming back on church Sunday, the trip they had. And she just wanted to talk and talk to me about church. And I was basically telling her how our services went. And she said, oh, that's just wonderful. She said, you know what, I'm so tired of my church. She said, you know what, we just play church. I'm so tired of playing church, you know. I mean, it was really incredible. So anyway, she was so wonderful to me. And finally the phone rang because Joshua had caller ID, you know, and she's like, yeah, she's here, you know. And by then I stepped out on the porch and I saw him out there, you know. I kept trying to watch for him, and it was hard because she just wanted to talk to me, you know, and everything. So I got out there and, you know, talked to Josh about my car for a minute and everything. And then I started telling him about that lady, you know. And he said, so that's what you were doing. He said, I've been wondering. I've been standing out here 10 minutes waiting for you. Because he didn't know what house I went in, you know. But anyway, it was a wonderful visit. And I know I have to go, you know, talk to this lady again. I just feel like. And when I left, you know, and I was thanking her. And she followed me outside. And she's like, oh, my goodness, I'm in my gown, you know. And so, you know, she got back in the house real quick, and I didn't know if I should hug her or not, you know, but anyway, I, you know, thanked her for being so gracious and helping me, and she's like, oh, it was God, he wanted us to meet this morning. But I'm so thankful for y'all. I'm so thankful for this church, our young people, and I mean, you know, if there's anything I could do to encourage you, you know, I just say, don't give up on anything. Just keep on holding to the Lord no matter what. Just nothing else matters. Nothing else in this matters in this world but your salvation with the Lord. Everything else is temporary. Only Jesus is permanent. And I love y'all.
In Dallas, we had a lot of fun. Even though we didn't get to ride the youth bus, we rode with Sister Lynette. And on the way there, Sister Brittany called us, or she called Sister Cindy. And on the phone, we could just hear everybody screaming on the bus, and just they were drunk in the spirit. And then after that, I don't know how it happened. We just stumbled into the church suddenly. And it was so much fun. And after I was done praying for everybody, I stood up, and Sister Linda went and got her camera. And she was like, I have to get a picture of Brandon's tootsies. And so she got a picture of him. And we just could not stop laughing. And it was just a lot of fun. Sorry, Brandon. And yeah, it was fun. So
anyway, he got up, Brother Harden got up and talked, and he was so excited about the trip and everything. And he's just always excited. And I couldn't wait. As soon as he got up, I stopped and I paid attention, listened. And I watched the people. And you know, it wasn't no time, the lights went out. I mean, flat out in that whole place, the whole city, I guess. It was just dark. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face for a while. But you know, after a few minutes, you kind of adjust. You can tell you're in people, and you can kind of see shadows. And they finally got up one light bulb on an extension cord and stuck it out on the front of the stage. And I think, I don't know when Brother Hardin got down on his face, but he got down on the floor. I don't know what he was praying. He prays all the time. And if he was praying or what he was doing. But there was no microphone. There was no power. So we just began to praise the Lord. Everybody just started praising the Lord. And it just got higher and higher, louder and louder. And he just waved his arms, walking back and forth, back and forth. And finally, he laid out on the floor, just pray and pray and pray. Just shout. And I just started crying because of him. I don't know what all he was thinking, but I could imagine he's excited for these Haitians. They found the body. And it's just so many wonderful things when you think about what God's doing. And you think about Haiti, how poor, pitiful they are. And we learned a lot about them down there. Most of them walk for miles just to get there. I mean, 10 miles was nothing. It's probably across the island. But it was something, the way that they worshiped. I seen the little children had notepads. And they were taking notes when people spoke. I couldn't read their writing, but they were taking notes, little children. And I was so impressed. And I had two boys with me from our school that needed encouragement. And I took them on that trip with me, and I watched them a lot, praying for him all the while. And that trip was really something for me, but I'll never forget seeing Brother Hardin out there under that one light, praying down on the floor, and the people shouting around. God bless you, Brother Hardin. Turn it loose.
Well, it's good to be back in Little Rock. Feel this wonderful spirit. And to see you all again, amen. It's a wonderful thing to be here in the body of Christ. I'm glad it's been 30 years since I've come this way. I mean, not here, I've been here, it's been about 8 years ago, I guess, 8 or 9 years since I've been here. But 30 years ago, I walked in this assembly, and I got such an overwhelming blessing. Amen. God has dealt with me so much and opened my eyes to the body of Christ and to what he's doing, how he's gathering the people in his wonderful name. Brother Wannigan, Brother Tally, I'm just glad to see you brothers again. And Sister Tally, and all of you all that I haven't forgot, good to see you, Sister. And Sister Wannigan, Sister, where did Sister Smith go? She left. When I got up, she left, huh? But it's wonderful to feel the Spirit of God. And the Lord is working, and he took me through some traumatic experiences and brought me out on the glory side. So I'm so grateful tonight to be here and to have my good friend and his wife, Brother Leonard, and his wife and Leisha is here with us. She sleep yet? Oh, she's moving around. Well, it's just good. Amen. And encourage the young people. You know, the Holy Ghost is real. Somebody said it's good for the old and it's good for the young. And it'll cause you to speak in an unknown tongue. That's that wonderful Holy Ghost. I'm thankful. Many years ago, God baptized me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I still got it. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. It come to lead me, and it come to lead and guide you. Jesus said, after it come, it'll lead and guide you into all truth. And so I'm so grateful tonight for the truth that I found. It was certainly the Lord that did it. But, you know, God raised me up here about a year ago. I went through some terrible experiences. And, you know, it captivated my mind, took me into captivity, and that's where the battle is, in the mind. And God raised me up and told me to go talk to his people. So I've been traveling extensively for the last month. I've been all out east, I just been going from church to church. He said, you go encourage my people. Amen. You go exhort my people. Build them up. Help build them up. Help this ministry. Work in the ministry to build the people of God. Because we, as Brother Talley said here tonight, it's really time to get close to God. It's time to get close to God. It's later than a lot of people think. And what happened to me is I began to lose my thanksgiving. And because of financial problems, domestic problems, all kind of problems, you know, and then sickness began to catch up with me. They diagnosed me with cancer, but I didn't go back. I haven't been back to a doctor. I just feel good. I feel the Lord has healed me. And so I'm going to magnify his wonderful name. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So I come to magnify the Lord with you. I'm still happy. I'm still thankful. Amen. I lost that somewhat. And he said for me to go tell it. Because it's a dangerous thing to back up on God. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing to lose your thanksgiving. Amen. David said it's a good thing in Psalms 92. In verse 1, he says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to praise the name of the Most High. Amen. To show forth his love and kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. So, you know, and I saw that somewhat. The morning is the young people, and in the night season is the old folks, you know. God don't get old. God, I begin to bag up, and I, you know, felt like, what's the use? What's the use? But I found out, he said to me one day, the Spirit spoke and said that everything that ever happened to you was for your good. Hallelujah. And I saw it. Amen. I saw it. I saw all the difficulties, all the trials, all the tribulations, all the trouble that you have is for your good. Amen. And I know that. I'm not guessing about it. Paul said in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good. You know, I quoted that scripture. You can quote that scripture. It's easy to quote it when you're not going through anything. It's easy to quote these scriptures and talk about how good God is when everything is going good. But I'm going to tell you something. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. His goodness never changed. David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, hallelujah. For his mercies endure forever. And he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, or whom the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And so I'm so thankful tonight that God raised me up. God brought me up out of a horrible pit. Oh, hallelujah. You know, it was my mind. It was my mind. And so I've been traveling here extensively lately, and I see a lot of people that are drying up because of difficulty, because of problems, because of all kinds of glooms and uncertainties. You know, you face so many things in life. I grew old, and it happened so fast. Yeah, it happened so fast. My God. But, you know, God let me see that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The scripture came one day and said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's when I begin to raise up. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about Brother Smith. Yeah. I meant to make mention of Brother Smith. I haven't seen him since the Jerseyville meeting, I think it was. But he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then Jeremiah had already told us in 10 and 6, Jeremiah, he said, finally, he said, for as much as there's none like unto thee, O Lord. He said, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. And so just I was in Paducah here a few days ago, and they were singing that song, Jesus, 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 is something about that name. And then God began to quicken me again about his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, that's why Solomon could say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and is safe. And that's why the apostles went out and they beat them. You know, they beat those brothers because they went out in the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. They understood what his name was. And I'm so thankful that when I came to the body of Christ, amen, God began to reveal his wonderful name. Oh, hallelujah. His glorious name. His name is wonderful. That's why the Lord said unto Moses, he said, you put my name upon him, and I will bless him. No doubt about it. Amen. Just put my name upon him. That's why Peter and those brothers went up to the gate called Beautiful. Oh, hallelujah. And the man was sitting there, wasn't able to walk. But those brothers said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They knew it was something there. My God, they knew it was a power there that would cause folks to get up. Oh, hallelujah. And that, it'll happen tonight. It'll cause folks to get up. I got up in the name of the Lord. Thank God. Somebody asked me the other day, have you been back to the doctor, amen, to find out what he had to say? I didn't like the first report. So why should I go back? I didn't like the first report. And then the doctor said, well, I said, well, can you guarantee me anything? And they said, well, you know, brother, Mr. Harden, say, you're a young man. I said, wait a minute. I said, first of all, that's a lie. You'll start lying already. I'm not a young man. I once was young. This has been only a year ago. I said, I know what being young is, but I'm old now. Amen. Now have I yet seen the righteous forsaken. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Nor their seed begging bread. Oh, thank God. So I realized that he was a healer. Thank God. He's the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Oh, praise God. So there's nothing too hard for him. Oh, hallelujah. He's the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for him. So I'm excited. I'm more excited today, Brother Wanigan, than I was, amen, when you first met me. Praise God. In my old days, I'm still excited because God is the same. He don't get old. His joy don't diminish. Oh, hallelujah. That's why Isaiah could say, unto us, he was talking to the Jewish nation, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government, that's what I like about it, of the increase of his government, amen, and of his peace. Oh, there shall be no end. Thank God we done come up on something that there's no end to. Ain't no end to God's joy. There's no end to his peace. My God, there's no end to his strength. My God, so thank God today I don't have to go down in sorrow and in sickness, amen, in doubt and in fear, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We can't even imagine what God can do. Amen. Amen. We can't imagine. It's far beyond our comprehension. But you know what it takes? It takes faith. Oh, hallelujah. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. My God, they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder tonight. My God, so we're not here in vain. You're not here in vain tonight. Hey, oh, we can just look up and look to the Lord. Paul, somebody said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the cross, despised the shame for the joy that is set before him. Don't you know the joy of the Lord is our strength? The more joy you get, the more strength you have. Praise God. Amen. The more joy you get, the more strength you have. Yeah. And I realized that was joy unspeakable and full of glory. So I got up in the Lord. I went on shouting. I went on dancing. I went on praising God. Not worrying about whether, hey, what I had, what they said about me. It didn't matter. Because somebody asked me the other day, you still battling cancer? No, I'm not battling cancer. I'm battling this old nature. That's the one I've been battling from my mother's womb. I'm battling the old man. I'm not battling cancer. Whether you got cancer or not, you're going to die. That's what God said to me one night. The Spirit spoke to me. I was sitting down in the Mully Grub, brother. I went to Pity City. I had my head so hanged. You know, you can go there and let that come up on you
and you just keep going down, feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, hallelujah. But the Spirit spoke to me and said, you're going to die if you sit here, and you're going to die if you get up. So what you going to do? I said, I'm getting up. Amen. I'm getting up from here. I've no sense in sitting here dying. I know I'm going to die, so why should I sit here and cry and die? Sit here moaning and weeping and crying and dying. Folks have trouble. Everybody got problems. I've been around here 72 years, and I know ever since I've been here, I've been having problems. Hallelujah. So why should I begin to moan and sit there and you know, God helped me so much. He said to me, for this cause was you born. I said, thank you, Lord.